Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And what's happening now, Maggie?
Oh, we've got the lovely Lois has come in to talk to us all about the Blue Lamp Trust. Good afternoon, Lois.
Good afternoon, Maggie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm very good, thank you very much.
Good. What are you going to tell us about the Blue Lamp Trust?
Oh, I'm going to tell you...
What do they do?
What do they do? That's exactly what I'm going to tell you. So the Blue Lamp Trust was set up in Hampshire over 20 years ago as a means to support victims of burglary.
Right.
So the police would go along to a victim of burglary, do all the paperwork, and then the Blue Lamp Trust, a couple of guys in the van would come along and help secure the premises for that person.
Right.
And from there it sort of expanded out more towards sort of crime prevention. So it's about making people feel secure at home. So
yes.
Fitting, sort of spy holes and door chains, things like that. And then the fire service came on board as well, and we also fit smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and do what's called a safe and well check. So we talk about fire risks and escape routes.
So is that your job?
That is my job, yes. I am what's called a safety technician.
Right.
Which is another word for someone who comes along and fits things in your home and does an assessment. And I've got my van outside, so they let me loose with power tools.
Right. Oh my lord, they've let Lois loose.
So you're saying you're looking at, to an extent, you're looking at prevention rather than fixing the thing after something.
So we deal with victims of crime. So we work with vulnerable people, and vulnerability is quite a big broad stroke thing, isn't it? So we work with anyone over the age of 60. So no one here qualifies, I see.
We do.
And we work with victims of crime as well. So antisocial behaviour, for instance. Or you've had your shed broken into, or you've obviously had your house damaged or broken into. Victims of domestic violence as well, which is the only one we do.
Mm-hmm.
So that can include changing locks, fitting window and door alarms, blocking off letterboxes and stuff like that.
So do you have a referral system, or just people just ring you up?
So yes, so they can ring us up. So do you want the number?
Yes, please.
So the number is, we're based in Eastleigh, so it's a mainland number, but it is free to call. It's 0300 777 0157.
Right.
Or go on the internet, and it's bluelamptrust.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
We take people who can self-refer, except victims of domestic violence who have to refer through the police or a domestic violence support group.
Okay.
So you can self-refer, but you can also be referred by, say, a policeman or a firefighter.
Yeah.
Or a nurse, perhaps.
Anyone, anyone. Anyone who works with other charities, organisations, AGK, Aspire. We have referrals from White Sense, who work with people with sight and hearing loss.
Yeah.
Anyone can refer. Obviously, you need the person's permission to do that.
Yeah.
Or you can self-refer, which most people do.
Okay. So you go along to said person's house and they need, say, a chain on their door and a spy hole.
Yeah.
Do you fix that yourself?
I do, there and then.
What, they've let you loose with all these tools?
Let me loose it. You have to sign an indemnity form first to say you don't mind me knocking your house down or killing you in the process. But no, it's actually fine, yes. So there is no second visit per se. So we come along, do the assessment, fit it there and then before we go.
All right.
That means you're secure.
Okay.
I think your smoke and CO, carbon monoxide alarms, that's quite a straightforward fit, isn't it?
Generally. They have to be put in the right place.
Yeah, of course.
And the ones we fit are provided by Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire Rescue Service, and they're called sealed units because the battery in them lasts 10 years. You can't change a battery.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because what people do, a smoke alarm starts beeping at 3 o'clock in the morning because the battery's dying. People take the battery out and they don't replace it.
Or they throw their slippers at it.
Or they can't replace it. They're too frail to go up the step ladder anymore.
Yeah.
So the ones we provide are 10 years lifespan, and when they start beeping because their batteries are going, then we come and replace them.
All right.
All for free.
Okay.
So if you've got someone who's had their chain and their spy hole put in and they've had their smoke alarm put in, can they call you again for something else?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. If their needs change or they want something in addition that we might have recommended previously, then we come back and do that.
That's so good, isn't it?
Yeah, and you were talking about vulnerable people. So we're talking, I was thinking on the other way, we're talking largely a lot of older people to start with.
Yeah.
And there's people with sensory issues like sight, hearing, that kind of thing.
So we work with White Sense to fit what's called sensory alarms. So people have got hearing issues. Quite often when you take your hearing aids out when you go to bed at night, you won't be able to hear the smoke alarms or carbon monoxide alarms. Not looking at anyone. So
I can hear the alarm with my hearing aids out. It's not a problem.
Okay. So what we fit is what's called a vibration pad. It goes under the pillow. Yeah. So they all link up to the smoke and carbon monoxide alarms we put in, and it vibrates under your pillow, wakes you up at
all
night.
Right.
Okay. And again, that's free. Completely free.
Go on then. So, like, most people have, like, kind of like me, I've got, like, mild autism. Some, like, people are quite sensitive to, like, fire alarms. What are the best things to do to help people that are sensitive to them?
Well, they shouldn't be going off unless there's a fire, so you need to get away from the noise anyway and get out. I mean, there's nothing saying we can't discuss an escape plan with you to go through what might happen if, say, you're in bed as opposed to being up and about. We also discuss fire prevention, things like, you know, what not to sort of plug into three things in one socket or keep your kitchen door closed at night, things like that. Fire alarms are there to be distracting and there to make you want to run away.
Yeah, I think that's the point.
That's what it's going to do, isn't it? Make you run.
Yeah. It's too loud, I've got to go.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Fair enough. You don't want to be stood under that for long.
No, it's a fair question, though.
Absolutely. Because I'm quite sensitive to them.
Yeah.
This will vary, of course, depending on whether you live in a bungalow or upstairs flat.
Yeah,
or
so you need
house.
A smoke alarm on every level. So if you live in a house, you need one downstairs, upstairs, however many levels you have. Carbon monoxide detectors, this is really important, guys. You need one in every area where you have a carbon-based fuel. So it could be the boiler, gas hob, wood fire, smoke burner, oil burner, gas fire. Every room where there's a carbon-based thing, put one in.
So our boiler's in the loft?
If it's in the loft, it's not such an issue because the loft is quite well aerated.
Right.
Okay. It's a stupid place to put the boiler, but there you go. The only place we would have it there necessary is in the kitchen.
Yeah, you've got a gas hob, you need one in the kitchen.
Oh, a gas hob, and... unless you've got a gas hob, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
But I noticed some neighbours of ours recently had a wood burner put in, so presumably you ought
to. They all need one, where the wood burner is. Mm. Absolutely. And they do go off. And if, I mean, over the summer, birds might nest, for instance, on the chimney. You just don't know they're there, and it doesn't matter.
No, that's true.
Or nest in the chimney.
Fall down it. And
so. You don't have to be an older person to need these things. You could be any age. And if you have had the unfortunate event of being burgled or had some crime committed, then whatever age you are, you can contact
Whatever age, and also if you're disabled or look after someone who's disabled at home.
Oh, that's a good point. Yes, so you might be a carer.
It could be a carer for someone at home. Then absolutely, it would come out.
Mm. So it's quite a broad spectrum of stuff you do with for people. It sounds very good, doesn't it?
It does indeed. So contact details again, then, please.
So you can call us on 0300 777 0157. Or go online, bluelamptrust.org.uk.
Brilliant.
Excellent. And long may you continue doing it.
Thank you very much.
And are you the only one on the island?
I am.
So they're going to see you if they
They're going to see you. Sorry.
So you're very, very busy, are you?
Yeah, if you're on the mainland. So we cover Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. So Hampshire has five other people doing it as well.
Okay. It's just you.
And it's just me on the island.
With her power tools,
thanks for coming in, Larry.
No problem.
And I'll grab a picture of you for our website in a minute.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again sometime in the new year, hopefully.
That'd be brilliant.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.